This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
BJ and Jamie. Today, the real ID starts. Now, does that really affect a lot of people in Colorado? I don't think so.
Nobody in Colorado that I know of, because we started our program, which is the one good thing that Colorado's done.
Yeah.
But we started our program a long, long time ago. It's people like Illinois that I told you this before, but they're freaking out.
I got to be honest with you. I'm kind of confused about it, because I don't know. All right. For example, what you're talking about with Illinois.
Yeah.
What does Illinois have to do to be in compliance?
They all have to go get their driver's license reissued.
So do they have to retake a test?
I don't.
Or how? You don't know either?
No.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, they say it's going to cause a lot of confusion throughout the country, because you've got to have this real ID to board a flight today.
Yeah. I think they just go, I mean, from what I get, I think they just go and get it reissued.
Yeah.
Sure. You got audio?
Yeah, I got a news report. One thing that I noticed, though, I tried to listen to a bunch of news reports about this. All of them are saying that Homeland Security will let you through if you just go do the additional screening. So they'll ask you questions like, what's your mother's maiden name? When was your father born? Stuff like that. Just like questions that only you would know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
how do they know you're giving the right answer?
They call. So I've done it before. I didn't have my ID, and they'll actually call the TSA office, and they have some expert who goes through a database.
Huh.
Yeah. Just, and then like he asks you really crazy questions.
Because remember, mine had the hole in it.
And so they
took me through all kinds of crap.
Yeah, and then the TSA guy will ask you questions. It takes about like 25 minutes once they actually get to you. The problem is just waiting for the actual screening. Yeah, like one time it took me an hour.
They put you over on the side and wait for some supervisor to come over.
Yeah, and then they'll come over
busy,
and ask.
And you're just like, come on, it just has a hole in it.
Right.
I'm waiting for, because I had a temporary ID, remember, and they put a hole punch in my other one or whatever. And I'm just like, come on.
Yeah, and they'll ask you like where you lived like 20 years ago.
Yeah,
and it's the questions that they ask you are crazy.
Hmm.
It's kind of like if you get like your credit card security things, they'll ask you, did you live at any of these addresses?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and you're like, wow, I forgot I lived in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
All right, play the audio. There you go.
Congress passed the Real ID Act back in 2005, and while the new rules technically start today, yesterday the Department of Homeland Security said that people without real IDs can still fly, but give yourself plenty of extra time and be prepared to go through some additional screening. Now, these new requirements have been in the work for decades, but enforcing the deadline, that has been delayed for as many years as well.
All right, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah, the real ID takes effect today.
And how you can tell, you guys, is if there's a star, right? You guys told me in the right-hand corner.
That. Right.
Yep. So that's how you know. Man,
you know, I
have a question for Carson.
Yeah.
Did you get any sleep last night?
Why?
Because your eyeballs are this big and this red.
I mean, I went to bed pretty late, like 10:30, because I was packing. So I'm a little tired.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
I just feel like it's just like in this, like, you know how when you're so tired, you're hearing people, but you have no idea what they're saying?
And I did get a nap yesterday. It was like, we went to gym. I took little Debbie to her gym class last night. That's the first time we've ever done that. It was a lot.
Exhausted.
Yeah. He's like,
I didn't know until like
two or three weeks ago, Jamie, when you were talking about this, about that star.
I never even noticed the star.
I never even noticed the star. Yep. Didn't know what it was for. Yep. Never even thought about it, to be honest.
Somebody wants to know, can you use your passport in place of your driver's license? Yeah.
Yes,
you can.
Absolutely. That one's the holy grail.
Yep. That works for you, too.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.